Hello everyone, it's Lana here, Walter Whitman. It's the 16th of June today and I'm just walking back after drop off. I was going to go to the office about organising a training course next week, but there was a huge queue. I don't know why they were doing there. So I'll either go this afternoon. No, I won't have time. Got a full day of work today. Well, I have to go tomorrow then. Well, I'll drop them an email. Maybe I'll drop them an email. What else? So trying to get my bearings. That's what I did yesterday. Oh yeah, yoga was very relaxed. Well, no, not relaxing. Afterwards is always good, even though my arm hurts now. As expected. It was tough again. It was really tough. But it's just incredible that the yoga teacher can just do all these positions. And you kind of, I mean, I caught the look on the others' faces. And they were like, I don't know. They're all a bit doubtful. Like, that looks a bit weird. Can I really twist myself into that shape? How did, what? And then we had to do it. And I was like, no, I can't do that. I can't do that. Then she's going, yes, you can. So it was all a bit, you know, it's like, I have to stop now. That hurts. But yeah, it's amazing to see how muscles contract over time. And how inflexible we've become with age. Well, we had a youngster there yesterday. One of them brought her daughter along, teenage daughter. So she had to do more stuff because she's more flexible because she's younger. But yeah, it felt really good though before going to do some work. So yeah, and that was quite busy. Still, well, very soon it won't be so busy anymore. And we also had Henry had another trombone lesson. He's decided he is going to perform at the school concert, so he's going to perform a song. Hey, morning. He's going to perform a song, and there's Simon. Hello, darling.
Hello, darling.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. I've just paused you so you don't get any feedback from yourself.
Funny. Okay, I better let you go. There's a cue.
Okay.
Have a good day. Love you. Bye. what was I saying? No, I've lost my thread now. That's not good, is it? Oh yes, trombone, school concert. Yeah, so I was quite surprised because Henry tends to be quite shy, but he said that he definitely wants to perform in the school concert. So he's going to perform the song that he usually practices, plus the teacher's giving him another one that all the brass players perform, which is really cool, which is basically just a track, and they all know to, you know, they're all given those notes and when to play them. It's really cool. So not actually performing a whole track, but just sort of providing the accents, which is superb. I also noticed that the crates have gone. The grocery delivery yesterday, that was a first. The driver forgot to take the crates, so I came down to go pick up the kids, and there's still a stack of crates on the pavement. Sorry, my voice is going this morning, I don't know why. So we left them out and I emailed them. So I hope it was them that picked it up, not someone else who thought, oh, there's some spare crates. So yeah, that's what we did yesterday. Other than that, yeah, I listened to, I do listen to Booze. Oh yeah, that was another one because Omani blog was talking about commenting and feedback, etc. And I have to say, I mean, I try to comment whenever I can, but I'm sure I said this before, but very often either I'll be listening in the car or something where I can't exactly open the boo in Safari and then comment there straight away, so then I forget, or it just happens, must be age, that if I can't comment straight away, I then forget what it was I was going to say, because it's kind of, I listen to it and I kind of want to go right da, 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 and reply straight away, and if I don't do that, then I forget. So that's why I don't comment as often as I do. But yeah, there's sort of, there's the other, there's also the flip side, that sometimes you leave a comment and then you never hear anything back, so you don't actually know whether that person reads it or whether sort of, so I don't know. I mean, I don't mind either, just want to give some feedback on what I've heard. So I don't know, it seems a bit complicated to get into conversation. I wish I could remember everything that was said and then reply in a boo like I used to do. But there are many boos out at the moment and there's lots going on in my head, and so I don't always manage, or I have to really think about it, and then don't really have the space in my brain to articulate what I want to say properly. I know Paula Jaffastar is very good at getting in touch on Twitter, which yes is a good way of doing a quick comment and or quick some quick feedback. So yeah, but it's I think partly it's also because there are so many ways of commenting and giving feedback, either per comment or by return boo or on Twitter or so, and I think we all have our favourite ones that we use, and so there's not one channel, so I guess that also dilutes the responses a bit. But one thing I do remember is what Mark Cotton said about the Sun newspaper and how they came out for the Leave campaign. So now that looks like that's what done it. It's a done deal now. And I saw that yesterday, not that I read the Sun personally, but it just came up in the search results. So apparently, well, the markets are tanking all over the world. So the UK stock market, because investors are getting jittery about the possibility of Brexit, so they're pulling out their investments. The US stock market on the back of that, and that kind of sort of ripples throughout the world. However, the Sun actually managed to have on its front page yesterday, was it a Brexit boost to shares or something like that. So complete opposite of what is actually happening. And apparently in the online, if you clicked on the link on there, then it gave you some sort of explanation where they got this from. Apparently there was a briefing from Deutsche Bank, which said that there is one scenario they've calculated. So it was a tiny briefing where UK shares could be slightly less worse off than European shares. And the Sun managed to turn that into a boost for UK shares. But this is what's going to stick in people's minds. I noticed that the economic argument doesn't seem to really persuade anyone anyway. And then with, in inverted commas, helpful headlines like that, anyone who is slightly concerned about that will be reading that, and apparently the print version didn't even have any explanation of that, how they got to that conclusion, and clearly, you know, there's no way to challenge the Sun. Even if they do print a correction, it'll be somewhere on page 15 somewhere in the corner, so nobody's going to see that either. So it's just incredible. The thing I found incredible was that people don't remember Hillsborough. Just a couple of weeks ago or so, the Sun had to admit they got it completely wrong. They made up everything they said about Hillsborough fans that got killed in that disaster. And why do people even believe anything that is in that newspaper? But they do. People have short memories. It's a shame. Anyway, thanks, Mark, and thanks for listening. Bye.